and that his viewpoint is that there is no documentation as to the origin of life.
His viewpoint is that the scientific community does not, at this point, have a consensus on a natural origin of life.
Well, and actually, he doesn't talk about scientific consensus. He says, in contrast, there is so far neither satisfactory scientific knowledge nor theory on the origin and early evolution of life in our planet. Are you now going to take issue with the letter he sent you?
That's the same thing. Okay. I mean, there are many theories and working hypotheses and a lot of research going on exploring a number of avenues of how the first replicating structure developed. That is irrelevant to the conversation today that we're having, because the conversation we're having today is whether we should teach students without qualification the point of view of the scientific community, which is that living things had common ancestors.
So
that's what evolution is.
So your point is that we need to teach them the viewpoint of the scientific community, not observable, testable data that is in confirmation with the scientific process and theory. You think that that's the same thing? Is that your position?
I don't think that those two are in contradiction to each other. I think we should be teaching evolution the way we teach it at the university level. We should be teaching the scientific consensus on this. The high school classroom is no place to fight the culture wars. And this, unfortunately, is what is happening in Texas and in Louisiana and many other states where this issue has disproportionately affected education.
Mr. Mercer.